Indiana has the third highest maternal mortality rate in the country. Tomorrow night, Building a Thriving Compassionate Community will host a community discussion to talk about the outcomes for mothers and mothers-to-be, and that will be held at the Monroe County Public Library. WFHB correspondent Annie Aguiar brings us this story.
Maternal Mortality, a Community Conversation, is an interactive panel discussion with local experts coming to the Monroe County Public Library Thursday night. The event is being run by local advocacy organization Building a Thriving Compassionate Community, or BTCC. Maternal mortality isn't a very descriptive term. Georgia Ann Catalona, former director of Bloomington Area Birth Services and a member of BTCC organizing Thursday's event, says maternal mortality is more than women dying in childbirth.
Maternal mortality is about pregnancy and childbirth-related deaths that occur up to 1 year after the birth. So it's if it occurs during pregnancy, during the birth itself, or then in the postpartum period up to a year. And there is the people who collect this kind of information make a distinction between pregnancy-related and pregnancy-associated deaths. If it's associated with the pregnancy or with the birth, and it's directly related, you can trace back and say, yes, it was exacerbated or caused by the pregnancy or the birth experience. Associated means that there isn't a clear, like she was in a car accident and then was killed, and it was in 6 months postpartum.
According to ProPublica, maternal mortality rates in the United States are rising, even as they drop in other developed countries. But Catalona says the image we have of maternal mortality is misleading.
I think when we use that phrase, people do have an image of a very dramatic event that occurs like in the hospital, in the labor room, or in the OR, or in the immediate after, while the woman is at the hospital, and there is this dramatic event that occurs. And in fact, what we know is that more than 80% of the deaths occur outside of the hospital setting. So they're either pregnancy-related and occur at home, or they are somewhere else but not at the hospital, or it's in the months following the birth itself.
Indiana has the nation's third highest maternal mortality rate, at twice the national average. In the United States, for every 100,000 births, around 20 women die. In Indiana, it's over 40. Catalona says that there's no one reason for the high maternal mortality rate. It's a combination of factors.
I think what's interesting to look at is to consider what's the economic status of women. How many women have access to health care? How many women have access to paid family leave or even any kind of maternity leave at all? People often have to travel more than an hour to see their physician or their midwife to receive prenatal care. So those are significant barriers. Even without talking about things like health disparities and under-resourced populations, the rural communities, even more extensively than I've already mentioned, or looking at African-American population in Indiana, we're not even touching on that. We're just simply talking about, can you even get to your doctor? And can you even get to your midwife? Do you even have an ER or a hospital nearby where you're going to deliver?
Catalona says the challenge of serving expecting mothers in rural communities contributes to Indiana's high maternal mortality rate.
What kind of support system are they with? Do they have good access to transportation? Can they go to a hospital that is near them? Is it far to get to their prenatal care? Those kinds of things. And when we look at that, then what begins to pop out in Indiana is we have a significant number of counties without primary care providers, significant number of counties without hospitals, significant numbers of counties without access to prenatal care.
Building a Thriving Compassionate Community's conversation tomorrow night was partially inspired by a 2017 ProPublica series on American maternal mortality rates. The series, a finalist for the 2018 Pulitzer Prize in Explanatory Reporting, looked at how the American medical system had failed expecting mothers over and over again with deadly consequences. One factor mentioned in the series is race. Non-white women are far more likely to experience life-threatening complications in childbirth, and the numbers for Black women are even worse.
non-Hispanic Black women are 243% times more likely to die from pregnancy childbirth-related causes than white women.
Catalona says healthcare providers often ignore or diminish Black mothers' concerns. She also says research supports that discrimination has an effect on birth outcomes for African American women, as the lived experiences of racism take a tangible toll on their health.
A way to kind of illustrate that is if you are from, say, sub-Saharan Africa, and you moved to the United States as an immigrant, and you're pregnant, your outcome in that pregnancy is going to be similar to white women in this country. However, the daughters of that woman are going to have rates that are going to be like African-American women because of the systemic racism and implicit bias that's built into the system. Actually, the multiple systems that serve us. It's not just the healthcare system, but it's across, kind of across the board with all of those things.
Catalona says that Black women are treated for pain differently than white women at every level of the socioeconomic ladder.
Let's look at the story of Serena Williams, her story of giving birth, which I think is a really interesting one where she had a history of, I think it was blood clots that she had experienced, and she knew what that felt like in her body. And after the baby was born, she knew that she was at risk of this because she had a history of blood clots. And she came back and said, something is wrong. Something doesn't feel right. I know my body. I know what's wrong. And she really had to fight to get people to listen to her. So here's somebody who is highly resourced, very smart, an athlete, recognizable celebrity, and she's not being listened to about her own body. So that when someone shows up at the ER, say, and is having a problem, how they're treated, women in general, their pain tends to be diminished. For African American women, that's even more true.
The BTCC community conversation at the Monroe County Public Library tomorrow night is meant to be an active discussion between attendees and a panel of experts. Catalona says BTCC is hoping for audience participation and discussion as the panel looks at ways to improve local, regional, and statewide outcomes for women.
I think what I would like for people to know is that we see this as the beginning of something. This is not a, we're not going to solve it in an hour and a half, but what we're hoping to is to learn what's interesting to each other in this, what is our interest in this topic, and what is it we feel like we could tackle, and then let's see where that takes us, and maybe we can actually make some changes.
Maternal Mortality, a Community Conversation, takes place tomorrow night from 6:30 to 8 p.m. in the Monroe County Public Library's auditorium. For WFHB, I'm Annie Aguiar.